Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, if you have paid any tax in the last number of years, the chances are you could be due a tax rebate and you may not even know it. Well, Irish Tax Rebates will do all of the work for you for a very reasonable 10% fee plus VAT. And one of our listeners, Magella, contacted us over the weekend and she said, and I'll quote, "Thanks so much, guys, for the tax rebates recommendation. We've received a big rebate, totally unexpected, but hugely appreciated. Would never have applied only for your ad." So that's Magella, who contacted us over the weekend to let us know that it was well worth her while applying to Irish Tax Rebates and asking them to do the work. So basically all you do is you go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie, you fill out their application form, and it takes on average 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. They have a dedicated team of experienced professional accountants. They will do all the work for you. Now, be warned, there are a couple of bogey companies out there that are charging people an absolute fortune. Not irishtaxrebates.ie. They will charge you a fee of 10% plus VAT. So if you manage to reclaim €1,000, they'll charge you €123 as their fee. Some companies, as I said, charging 30 or 40%. And we'd like to say a sincere thank you to irishtaxrebates.ie for being the sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Some graffiti appeared on a Drimna house, a council-owned Drimna house recently, and it said, "Irish only." And basically, it was highlighted by a local councillor. He called the incident a disgrace. He said, "I was notified yesterday. A resident contacted me, deeply upset that somebody would dare to vandalise council property that's been waiting to be allocated to a family." He went on to say, "We felt deeply upset and angry and frustrated that this is not the Drimna that I've grown to love and appreciate. This is not a reflection on the people of Drimna, so we're delighted to see that residents themselves are planning to remove this graffiti." Now, Councillor Dahi Doolan is basically saying graffiti saying "Irish only" does not represent the community of Drimna. And a lot of people have said to deface a council-owned building like that, council-owned house like that, is nothing but out-and-out racism. In fact, Dahi Doolan said, "Putting racist graffiti on property like that sets out an entirely wrong message of who we are in Drimna." But the question is, is it racist for somebody to, okay, the graffiti is tacky and, but is it racist to say, "Please house Irish people first"? That's really the question that we want to.
But it is, it is. There's no question about it, I don't think, because what you do when you say that is you're valuing one person over another person based on where they come from or their skin colour. And there's a lot of you who have been messaging us and commenting on social media saying that they agree with the sentiment and that it's not racist. We have very short memories. This is going to be my little rant and then I'll shut up and I'll let you all have your opinions. We have very, very, very short memories in this country, okay? And when I saw that graffiti on the house in Drimna, and by the way, I don't believe that sentiment reflects most of the people living in Drimna. That's just some fucking... I'm surprised they could even spell the word only, because you're...
Hang on, this obviously represents the view of some. We have, as you know,
will you let me
an ongoing homeless crisis, yeah?
The people who by the way, the people who spray-painted that don't give a fuck, pardon my French, about the homeless crisis, nor do they probably pay tax. They probably pay zero tax, so they contribute nothing to society. Nothing to society. Now, my point is, when I saw that graffiti, which is gone now, by the way, I think the council took it off this morning. When I saw that graffiti, it brought me back to the graffiti that the English used to put up in bed and breakfasts and houses and the windows during the 80s and 70s. And can you remind people, because you all have very short memories. Now, I wasn't even around then, but I've seen photographs of it. What was written in houses and bed and breakfasts and guest houses in England in the 70s and 80s, and on building sites where they were applying for work?
No blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
Yeah. So if you were an Irish person and you went to the UK in the 70s or early 80s, you were faced with that kind of graffiti. And we've learned absolutely nothing from our own history. To say Irish only in a house, what gives that person who, as I said, I will bet my house that that person doesn't contribute to society or has ever paid tax. What gives that person the right to dictate who should live where?
Okay, now the argument is...
I think housing should go to the person who needs it the most, regardless of their... And I mean, there was someone commenting on our Facebook page, Stay a Home Mammy of all people, commenting on our page saying, Irish get fuck all in this country. Now, let me remind you, if you are a single mother, which you are, exactly what you get from the country that you say gives you fuck all. You get HAP. You get single parents allowance, you get children's allowance, you get back to school allowance, you get social welfare. Like, what more do you want?
Are you finished now? The argument here is that this is Irish people reacting to being put back to the back of the queue, basically. That is the view that a lot of people have. It's in fact, Keith commented to say this is not to do with skin colour. It's just Irish people are being put to the back of the queue for a house. And that's the argument. That is, maybe the graffiti should have said Irish first, not Irish only. Maybe people wouldn't have had such a reaction to it. But the bottom line is, people are frustrated. I don't agree with the graffiti, I don't agree with the sentiment, but some people are frustrated, particularly when it comes to the housing crisis in this country. Let me kick off... Sorry, what?
The...
You said your rant was only going to be very, very short.
The people that are coming into the country as asylum seekers, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Refugees, well, asylum seekers, yeah? Are not being housed in that house in Drimna. They're being pushed into IPAS centres. So that's where they're staying. Excuse me. They're not staying in your two-bedroom house that you think should have went to Jacinta, who has six kids.
No, but there are foreign nationals who are here legally, who are on the housing list in Ireland, and some people have a bit of a bee in their bonnet over them being housed before Irish people.
But they're in IPAS centres.
No, but
they're staying in IPAS centres. They're not staying in...
Not every foreigner is staying in IPAS centre.
But... okay, but that sign that says Irish only, yeah? Mm-hmm. Does that mean the Indian fella who's running the local takeaway, is that house not... he's not allowed to have that house?
According to that graffiti, yeah.
Okay, that's the whole hypocrisy of things. So that fat slob who probably eats Indian and Chinese takeaways every week had the audacity to say that only Irish people are allowed to be housed. Say it to the next nurse that's looking after you in a hospital, or say it to the next delivery driver that's delivering your food, or say to the next taxi driver that's dropping you home.
Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that came in to us from Tara.
Guys, great topic today. Just my view on it is, I'm far from racist. I've many friends that are not from Ireland that have come to this country. But I do believe that if you've been born and reared in this country and you are on the housing list for many, many years, yes, you should come as some form of priority in getting a home in your own country over people that have come in only in the coming years. Because you only have to look at the homeless statistics of 15,000 people nearly homeless on our streets. And it shouldn't be happening. That should not be the case. Thanks, lads. Have a good one.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, just going back to Tara's message, and she mentioned what I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, which was the amount of people that are homeless here in this country. The belief is that Irish people should have priority to council property. That's it. That's it. Is that racist to say that?
To put up, we're talking about the graffiti here. To graffiti on a house saying Irish only is racist. If anybody doesn't think it's racist. Because what you're essentially doing is saying that you should be given housing depending on what skin colour you are or what country you come from. That's all I'm saying.
Let me go to Lola. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Good afternoon, guys.
And the same to you. What is your reaction, Lola, to this graffiti on a council house saying Irish only?
My reaction, I actually have a big opinion on this one, is basically that I think this is what it is. This is why it's like the likes of London and stuff like that. You know, it's like a plantation. So it's more so that it should be, you know, Irish, you know, whatever next. You know, everyone's entitled to live somewhere. I don't think graffiti is correct to do on anyone's house.
Okay, so this is a council-owned house that we understand was due to be assigned to somebody very shortly. So somebody who's on the council housing list, somebody's about to move into this house. It looks like it has been decorated and everything else, new windows by the looks of it. But somebody came and sprayed graffiti, Irish only. Can you understand the frustration that some people feel about the fact that so many Irish people are homeless? I'm asking just...
Absolutely. I 100% do.
Okay, so all I'm asking is it racist to say, please house Irish people first?
That's a good question. I do not think graffiti is the answer, firstly. Also, I think that considering the government can build all these camps and stuff, we've also so many homeless, everyone should be given an opportunity. So they should be all integrated into the camps, you know, and they should Irish, you know, that would cut out racism. You know, Irish living next to like Afghans, whatever, refugees. The way the government has set up the system is totally wrong. That's what brings racism in. Everyone, like we have to look after our own as well, though. And how can we not put so many Irish people on the streets and basically have everyone else get accommodation? No, it has to be divided equally, in my opinion.
Okay, so you don't approve of the graffiti, I agree. Graffiti is not the answer to any problem. But you have a sort of an understanding as to how people are frustrated with our very high housing lists.
100%. I have my daughter when I was 18, and I was on a list for 17 years before I got my house. And they didn't release it to be put onto private to buy it out. I was told it would be 2 years, still waiting. But that's 17 years. So I would understand people's frustration if they're on a housing list, you know, and they aren't, you know, like my daughter was nearly 18 before we moved in. I was 16. Like, you know, she'd grown up.
Okay, well then surely you can understand how people feel about a foreign national. And by the way, they're not all people living in IPAS centres. There are people from the European Union, people from Ukraine, people from Brazil.
I don't understand that because I don't understand how I think they should. And like, this might come across racist, and I don't really mind if it does, that the people who are on the housing list that are Irish, who've been on it for years, should be allocated first.
Well, then you are agreeing with this graffiti, then?
Not graffiti, no.
Okay, but you're agreeing with what it's trying to say. What that graffiti is trying to say.
What I'm saying to you is that basically the camps that are set up and all these places, that the government have funded all the hotel rooms that they couldn't put the Irish people into, and everyone else gets a shot. Why would they skip the queue for the Irish people, honestly?
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. I want to get your reaction to graffiti that appeared on a house in Drimna, a council-owned house that was due to be allocated to a family. We don't know what sort of family. We don't know where the family would be from. We just know that the property was to be allocated shortly, and somebody graffitied on the building, "Irish only." Now, we're asking, is this racist? Can you understand the frustration? Had the graffiti said Irish first, maybe it would have been slightly different, would it, Jeremy? If it had said Ireland, Irish first.
No, I think it should be on a case-by-case basis. The people who need it the most should get it first.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How's things, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this? This graffiti on a house in Drimna.
First of all, Jeremy is saying there about your man in the shop. Should he go home? I am blue in the face saying, yeah, it's illegal immigration people have a problem with. Not Mohammed, who's in the shop 20 years, who's living here 20 years.
Okay.
It's illegal immigration that we have a problem with.
And
that's not what the sign says. That's not what was spread.
It doesn't matter, Jeremy. Yes, even if it didn't. Say that, you'd still say it was racist.
No, it
okay,
doesn't.
Okay, hang on, Darren, for
that's
one second.
Hang on. Darren's talking about a completely different thing. The spray paint on the house, Darren, was
Irish only.
So that,
yeah, and the context is about immigration.
No, how do you know about the context? This was written by some bozo who just said he believes that an Irish person should be housed there.
Okay, so, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, because they know what's going on.
Okay, Darren, let me ask you a question then. On the housing list in this country, there would be many foreign nationals, okay? These could be people from Poland or Lithuania or Ukraine who might be on our housing list now. These are people who are either unemployed or working in low-paid jobs or whatever the case may be, okay? Should an Irish person get first refusal at that house over a foreign national, regardless of where they're from?
You see, no, because if that Polish person or whoever you're saying the foreign are on that list, they could be on that list for 10, 15 years.
Yes, they could.
I have no problem. Yeah, I have no problem with someone on that housing list that's foreign, that's on the list for the last 10, 15 years getting a house. I have a problem with people coming into the country a wet week and getting a medical card, EPS number, everything handed to them.
Okay, but Darren, they're not getting a house handed to them. Let's make that perfectly clear. There is this stupid belief.
Hold on a second now. No, Adrian. Rodrigo Gorman literally said, come to this country and within 6 months you will have keys to a new house.
But that isn't happening, and you know quite well.
It is happening.
Darren, it isn't. There is nobody arriving into an IPAS centre in Ireland who 6 months later gets the keys to their front door.
I just know there's not. No, you're assuming. You and Jeremy love assuming things.
I will turn that on its head then, and I will ask you for proof that somebody who arrived into Ireland claiming asylum 6 months later had the keys to the front door of a house or an apartment. If you can prove that to me, then I'll eat my hat.
Well, the best story.
I am sure there is someone out there.
Yes, there is, but
you don't know anyone who hasn't.
Darren, I'm sure there's someone.
But you ask me the question there: should an Irish person get first refusal if they're on a housing list? And I said no. If the Polish person is on the housing list longer, then the Polish person should get it.
Okay, Darren.
It's the illegal immigration that we have a problem with.
Well, then,
you can't get that through your head.
Okay, well, what's that? Then obviously some gobshite doesn't get the council housing list then, because a guy who arrived into Dublin Airport 6 months ago is not going to be given the keys to that house in Drimna. He's just not.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know, Darren.
Okay, Darren, I think, listen to what you've been saying over the last few minutes, Darren. I think you actually agree with what I'm saying. You just don't realise you agree with it. Because,
I'm not saying that it's racist. I'm not saying it's not. Like I said, you agree with me.
You agree with me. Because what I'm saying...
You do agree with me.
What I'm saying, you just having problems working it out. Why you do? Because that graffiti on that house in Drimna is a blanket statement saying that Irish should always... So it's not even a qualified statement. It says Irish should always be housed in this house, Irish only. So the point I made is Mohammed has a runs a little corner shop and has been living here 20 years paying tax, and he
is on the housing list.
He's on the housing list. He should not be, according to the gobshite that spray painted that house, Mohammed should not get that house because...
Yeah, but that's like you said, that's a blanket statement, and whoever wrote that is a clown.
So we agree.
There's no context.
So we agree. We agree completely. You're in agreement with me.
Yeah, but there's more to it than a blanket statement.
No, you agree with me. It only took you 5 minutes, but you came around.
I have no problem with Mohammed getting a house if he's here 20 years. I have no problem with that.
But the fella who spray painted the house does have a problem with that. He only wants to see a family called
the O'Briens.
The O'Briens.
Who are from Drimna as well.
Yeah, who are from Drimna as well. Or someone who's never paid a penny tax in their life. Jacinta with the 6 kids and father's not on the scene, but wants the house and has never worked a day in her life.
Yeah, it's easy to say that.
Okay, your argument, Darren, is that people are just so fed up with immigration into this country.
But Darren thinks that people, Darren, if you pair it back, Darren, I think you firmly believe, even though you don't have proof to back it up, I think you firmly believe that those people going into IPAS centres and going, here's your house, Mr. Abalabi, and we're giving you a 4-bedroom house
in Drimna.
In Drimna, there you go.
So, okay, let me put it to you this way then. Every single immigrant that comes into this country who's in an IPAS centre, where are they going to live?
But that's a good question, and that is part of the problem that
exactly
we have.
Where are they going to live?
Well, they're not going to move into that house in Drimna.
Well, they're not going to stay in IPAS centres over here, are they?
Well, because some of them will just leave. They get fed up.
Yeah, no. You see, the government won't give them any money, but then all that does is they will just go onto the housing list like everyone else.
But one would assume that a lot of them...
And add to the even crippling policies of this country in housing, everything.
So while you don't agree with the graffiti in what it was saying about people on the council housing list, you're saying it is a sign of Irish people's frustration.
Irish people are fed up. And the minute you even mention about that, your class is a racist by the likes of Jeremy.
I didn't use the word racist actually once today.
What do you mean you haven't used the word racist?
Not towards
you. Stop, will you?
Not towards you. I didn't say you were... No, I said the person that spray painted that house is a racist. But not only, no, I wouldn't even say they're racist. They're actually stupid.
They're stupid, not racist.
No, they're poorly educated. Most far right people are actually very poorly educated. They don't.
Jeremy, can you actually define far right?
Yeah, and someone with a nationalist.
Someone who doesn't agree with the government is far right.
Don't ask me a question and put the answer in my mouth, Darren. Jesus Christ.
But sure, I'm far. You're calling me far right. No.
I've never called you far right, Darren. Never. Find the tape.
Another thing as well, right? There, a couple of years ago, when all of the far right were saying that Ireland was full, everyone was classed as a racist. But when Varadkar comes out and says the same thing, only worded differently, no one bats an eyelid. Why is that?
Good question, and a fair question, I have to say.
You can't answer it, and you won't answer it.
It's not up to me to answer it anyway.
Ed,
you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Hi, lads, can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you perfectly. What did you want to say, Ed?
Yeah, I agree with that. Whoever space banded that is an absolute prick.
Simple as.
Yeah.
And is it racist to spray something like that?
It is, yeah.
In what way? Explain to me how you think it's racist.
Because just saying that Irish only, it feels like, okay, we are not accepted. You know what I mean? So, I'm not originally from Ireland. I'm from Lithuania. So, and I'm currently on the list waiting for the council house.
Okay, so you are Lithuanian. You are on the council housing list. How long have you been on the list?
Probably about a year.
About a year, okay. And listening to our previous caller, you could be on it for many, many, many years, unless we start building houses at a faster pace. But the argument is, had that graffiti said Irish first, would it have been as bad in your opinion?
Why Irish first?
In other words, you believe that your place on the housing list is the exact same as an Irish person's, and you're as entitled to eventually get a house as any Irish person on that list.
Yeah, simply.
And can you understand why somebody like the person who typed that graffiti is frustrated that we have such a homeless crisis with so many Irish people homeless, and people are frustrated, and sadly, that frustration is taken out on foreign nationals like yourself.
Oh, why do that, though? Like, why do you need to do that? Like, no, I don't really understand that. Like, I mean, just because there is a crisis, why take it out?
Okay, so you as a Lithuanian who are on the council housing list believe that you are as entitled as an Irish person by law, and you don't believe that Irish people should get any preference or priority where it comes to the housing list.
Well, I mean, I just don't believe that they should take it out, and that's the thing. I mean, you know what I mean? So,
And can I ask you a question, Ed? You're here how many years, did you say?
December
2005.
But he's only on the housing list for a year.
Yeah. Okay, but you're here 20 years. I assume you worked, you've paid tax here?
Well, I'm not working at the minute.
But in
the service user.
Yeah, but in the 20 years that you've lived here, you have paid taxes and you've paid your way, correct?
So
I believe you are as entitled to be on the housing list as anybody else. Would you not agree, Adrian?
No,
I know there's people losing their absolute minds now listening to Ed's story.
Who's losing their minds?
I'm sure. You don't think there's people that are pissed off hearing that?
In fact, somebody just said Lithuania as a country is thriving now. Why don't you go back home?
Who said that? Who actually said that?
There's Sean.
Oh, Sean, fuck off. Seriously, ridiculous.
So
let me just deal with that for a second, because that's after annoying me, Sean, because Ireland has been through. So I have a friend who lives in America for the last 30 years, yeah? So he moved to America when this country was a backward hole of a place, yeah? And went to America and is making a great life for himself. Now,
There are people in America that will say he should come back home.
But who said that? Sean? The Sean's in America. The point is, he never wanted to come home to Ireland during the Celtic Tour because he's made a life for himself, Sean. So piss off, Sean. Why don't you go to Lithuania? We'll keep Ed. Ed, do you consider Ireland your home?
Yes, because even when I come back home to Lithuania, I actually miss Ireland now.
Yeah, you're here 20 years, but there are clowns that believe because Lithuania is doing well that you should go back to Lithuania. I don't think you should go wherever you want to go.
I would say that it can piss off because I was getting messages on Facebook from someone telling me that I'm the reason that this country is the way it is currently.
someone messaged you saying that?
Yes.
Now, that is disgraceful, I have to say.
Yeah, but you're dealing with poorly educated fools. Like, you're not going to get any sense out of them.
Stay there for a second.
And I'm 26. I'm 26 years old. I'm only a young one.
Okay, so you've been here since you were a kid?
Yes.
Educated in Ireland, everything in Ireland, and...
She came here in diapers. He was a baby when he came here. And people,
yeah, sure. I don't even know my native language is grammar. I only really learned Irish English grammar. Like, do you know what I mean?
If you heard about graffiti appearing in Lithuania that said "Lithuanians only" on a council house, how would you feel about that?
I'd probably rip it off.
Okay, so it would make no difference. Do me a favour, stay there for 1 second, Ed, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, like lots of you do, let me bring in Robbie with his opinion.
I'll go out on a limb and say the person who wrote that is probably an unemployed dole bum that has never contributed a lick to the country and yet has the audacity to think that foreigners are a problem in this country.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Keith has been in touch with his opinion.
Right, Jeremy, we've seen how much the Irish were treated. We hear the stories from people that came back from living abroad and saying that the shit that they went through when they moved over, they weren't prioritised on the housing list. They weren't given fucking prioritised on a medical list to see a doctor. You know, they weren't put out there. Yes, they were used for work, all right. They were used to build wherever they went, but they were handed pennies and pittance for it. Now, people coming in here this day and age is getting well off. You know, they're getting everything handed to them. Look at Germany. They said it wasn't the Muslim man who done it. He was used to be an ex-Muslim, but the video that's shown the other fella on the ground and the police hold him, and he thought he was going to get shot, and he screamed, "Ali Akbar." You know, that just says it all. That's what's coming here. They want to destroy this place. So having that moving in next door to you could cause trouble, and another person move out and they move their family in. I get the hippies out there to get them, to get their friends in. You know, it's ridiculous. It's people never went out and sprayed this on the house before fucking 2020. You know, never done it.
Yeah, that's not true, Keith.
Because the Irishman put in the back of the queue.
That's not true.
I told you, sit there and mind your business.
Okay,
you Keith, can't blame the people fucking stepping up. The government is fucking going against them.
Okay, Keith, we've been doing this type of show, be a podcast or radio, since 1996. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you,
it is not the first time.
It hasn't happened. It did happen pre 2020 because I have been outside houses in Finglas, in Talla. I remember one in Old Bon, in Fairhouse. I've been outside houses right through the noughties and the 90s where windows were put in because Indian families lived there. So mm-hmm. It was happening well before that time mark that you put on it of 2020. It has always been happening.
I can tell you, Keith, I've just actually searched it while Jeremy was talking there. Racist graffiti appears on school in Balbriggan. That was in 2014.
Not true. Government propaganda.
2017, racist graffiti in Malahide Rugby Club. I remember that. 2017 also, racist graffiti appears in Talla. Are African families safe? Anti-refugee racist graffiti on the Lewis Line in 2017. These are all long before 2020, Keith. They're just topics that we covered that.
And I guess you the concern that people have about foreign nationals coming in and creating, you know, and terrorist attacks. But I will say to you, Keith, and I always say this, the biggest terrorist attack that ever happened on this island was not carried out by a Muslim. It was not even carried out by people who had foreign names. It was carried out, you know what I'm talking about. It was carried out in Omagh, Keith, the Omagh bombing. That was carried out by Irish Christian white people.
Where am I going now? I'm going to Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. You're obviously annoyed with this graffiti.
Very annoyed. Graffiti like that is just vile and horrible. Don't repeat one Irish house first. They must really forget their Irish history. When Irish people went abroad in times of hardship, it was treated horribly by locals. Like mentioned, there were signs up saying, "No Irish, no blacks." These intolerant Irish are just repeating the same cycle that happened to us now onto others. They're repeating this cycle of hatred and intolerance. And in regards to what that idiot Keith was saying about what happened in Germany, the attacker in Germany was an anti-Muslim who was part of the far right. So his claim that it was a Muslim was just a load of crap. Fact, it was a member of the far right. He is just an absolute idiot who is ignorant.
Okay, so have you any understanding as to the frustration that some people feel where it comes to housing in this country? That
none whatsoever to this frustration. And I want to say this. The homeless crisis has been going on since the civil war in Syria started over a decade ago. All these people who keep moaning, saying, "How's our own? How is the homeless? What have they done to help the homeless more than the last decade to help them?" If they're just moaning, demanding it be done on their little idiotic soapboxes, what have they done to help them? Not a damn fucking thing like that. Nothing at all to help them. Not like my brother-in-law who works with a group that helps the homeless. Not with friends I know from college who are Muslim who help feed the homeless and volunteer groups. These moaners who keep saying help the homeless, they do fuck all to help them. You do nothing at all.
So you think they're hypocrites? They, on the one hand, are saying, we've a chronic housing problem, we need to house Irish people first, yet they do absolutely nothing to help any homeless people.
They absolutely do nothing, though. They just moan about it just to help, just to try and hide the fact they're bigoted racists.
And is that what this is? Again, you've no understanding as to why some people feel that Irish people, when it comes to being on the council housing list, deserve priority over somebody like Ed, for example, who was on a minute ago, the Lithuanian.
I just do not find any understanding for this frustration, because, like I said, the homeless crisis has been going on for many years. What have all those who keep saying help them, what have they done to help? Nothing, I bet. Not a damn thing.
When you saw this topic today and you saw that graffiti on the house, what was your gut reaction when you saw it first?
Horrible to see horrible graffiti like that put up, because it is racist, intolerant, and it's just us people who are ignorant of the past and how we were treated horribly abroad. They're forgetting what happened and they're repeating that cycle of hatred and intolerance now with other people. It's a cycle of being repeated. That's what it is. They're repeating the cycle.
Okay, stay there for one second. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Sarah with her opinion. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good,
yeah,
thanks, Sarah.
I just think that at the end of the day, like, we have to mind our own first. And I'm not saying that, like, nobody deserves the help. But if we can't mind our own, how are we supposed to look after the others? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, at the end of the day, if we can't put ourselves first in our own country and then being branded all this type of stuff because of it.
Okay.
I mean, we're not far anything.
Explain to me then, what does putting the Irish first really mean? We spoke with Ed a moment ago, a Lithuanian guy here since he was a kid. And he's 26 now, and he is on the housing list since last year. Should he not be treated in the exact same way as...
Oh, no. Hang on a second, though. Yeah, he absolutely should. If he's on the list, absolutely. But my point is, why is there people on that list for 18 years? 18 years some of them are on it.
Well, I could argue because the population of Ireland has increased dramatically in the last 20 years.
Absolutely,
it has. And a lot of that population growth is due to people like Ed coming to Ireland from Lithuania.
Exactly. But our own should be on it first. If they're on it for 15 years, then take a ticket and take a seat.
Okay,
because
so
everybody needs
you
to
are
help.
Still saying that somebody deserves to skip the queue over Ed if they're Irish?
Yeah.
But that's not
absolutely
what you said a second ago.
No, but I don't mean about skipping the queue. I mean, if they're already on a list, right, and something has come up, they should be given first priority. It should go like that. I mean, at the end of the day, we're here struggling. Like, it's not like as if nobody is struggling. But how come he would trump somebody who's been on the list for 15 years? Why does he get it? Just because he's come over here from a different country? Because you're not Irish, you're supposed to just get whatever you want when you come here. Like, it doesn't work like that. There's lists for people and there's reasons why there is. But at the end of the day, if we can't look after our own, how are we supposed to look after the rest that come in?
So again, Ed, who is living in Ireland since he was a kid, from Lithuania originally, he should not have he should be treated in a different way to somebody who's born and bred in Ireland.
No, I don't think he should be treated different, but I think there's people on that list that deserve a lot quicker than him.
Well, obviously, he's not going to get a house anytime soon. He's only on the housing list a year. We all know that.
But what I'm asking is,
if somebody equivalent to Ed was on the housing list at the exact same time, similar conditions in life, does the Irish person deserve a bit of priority?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you do.
I think, but hang on. Let's just get one thing straight, though, here. I am not trying to be a racist. I'm not trying to say that just because he's from somewhere else. But if our But if our own aren't being looked after, how are we supposed to look after the rest? Like, seriously.
Okay,
how are we supposed to? If I had, like, my kids. So, like, what you're trying to say is that if my kids are hungry and the kids outside are hungry, I have to feed them first because they're not from my house.
Let me just bring Anthony back in for a second. Anthony, she's adamant that she's not being racist in what she is saying, but that we need to look after Irish people first and then look after everybody else.
Well, she can spout whatever fucking nonsense she was saying, but she is being racist by wanting the Irish to get priority over people from other countries. I'm still talking, please, all right? Because that is just being horrible, racist, and intolerant. You know why people are on the housing list for 18 years? Because they keep refusing certain offers because it's not in certain areas. That's why they're on housing list for that long, because they keep refusing what they're being offered. That's why some people are on waiting lists that bloody long, Sarah. Frankly, your attitude is just horrible.
So everybody just that's horrible. On that list, 18 and plus years, you're trying to tell me it's all because they're refusing houses that they've been offered.
Well, some have refused.
I'm asking you a question. You're telling me that the reason why they're on those lists that long is because they're refusing housing. You sure about that now?
It's probably the case with some of them, yeah, because we have heard it mentioned in the before that some who are offered...
Where's all your facts? Where's your study? Show me where they are. Show me where they are.
You're talking over me while I'm trying to talk. You've not managed to keep trying to talk over me like that.
Please talk over me when I try to ask you questions.
Sorry, Sarah. Sorry, this is Jeremy. Sarah's been very courteous here, Anthony. She's spoken to you. She disagreed.
Well, I was trying to talk and she kept talking over me.
There's no need to shout at her. She hasn't raised her voice at all. Like she's...
Well, I was trying to talk and she wouldn't let me talk. She kept saying to repeat the fact that I was actually trying to speak.
Okay, well, no, she's letting you speak. Sarah hasn't opened her mouth there. She's just sitting there listening, waiting for you to speak. Sarah, are you going to...
Sarah, are you prepared?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, I know.
You're okay. No, go ahead. Let him have a tantrum. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
To be honest, Sarah, I'd be afraid not to, be honest.
Oh, I know.
Okay, Anthony, okay, Sarah is adamant that she is not racist in saying that we need to give a little bit more care to Irish nationals than to foreign nationals. That's all she's saying. Is that racist?
Well, she can say that, but it is being racist if she wants Irish given priority over people from other countries who are here looking for housing. That is racist. That is just not right. And as I was saying, some people who are offered housing do refuse it because it's not in certain areas. They don't want to be in certain areas where like they're anti-social use. That has been mentioned before on this podcast and before on the old radio show. That was mentioned by you before. Those are facts to back up what I was saying.
Okay, so and Sarah, let me go back to you for a second. Just to reiterate, our friend Ed, who was on a while ago, the young fellow from Lithuania, he deserves slightly less treatment or preference on the housing list than somebody else.
Yes, but at the end of the day, what we're all forgetting here is, regardless of where you come from, everybody deserves somewhere. Everybody deserves a roof over their head. Nobody deserves to be out homeless. Nobody deserves to be sitting in a hotel room with their three kids for the third Christmas in a row while there's no houses. Nobody deserves to be on their own. Right? Everybody deserves to have a house. Everyone deserves to have a roof over their head. Safety. But at the end of the day, how can we say, genuinely, how can we sit here and say that our own people have to sit back and wait until we can house people that aren't even from the country? Like, I mean, and I understand that guy. I know he's on the list and I know he's a man. And this is the rules as well, like that come down with the list. And I understand that he won't be a priority. He will have to wait a quite a long time. But then we're going into this whole subject then of like the housing crisis itself. This is all down to the government. This is what they want us to do. They want us arguing with each other. Like myself and Anthony now, he's calling me a racist. Why should I be a racist to want to look after my own? That's not being racist actually at all. If I said that I didn't want any of them here or that I didn't want any of them housed, yes, that would be a bit racist.
Okay, but, yeah, but you're not, all you're saying is that Irish nationals deserve a slight bit of preference where it comes to housing.
Absolutely. And that's it. That is just the bottom line of it.
Let me ask you a question that just came in on Facebook for you, Sarah. Yeah. And it's, if you were in a waiting room and there was a family of foreign nationals there, do you think your children should be given priority over seeing the doctor before them?
Listen to me. At the end of the day, we're all humans, right? And I feel sorry for every single person in this country, regardless of where they're from, who don't have a house. I'm very privileged. I have one myself. I know I can mind myself, but I know there's people out there less fortunate than me. And just before anybody else jumps on that quick bandwagon, I've taken in homeless people over the years, up until I started having kids when I can't for our own safety anymore. But I absolutely went out. I did everything that I could.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I have to mind my own before I can look after somebody else.
But Anthony,
so why is our government not doing that for us?
But Anthony, Anthony is making out that you're a female Tommy Robinson here. Like Anthony, she hasn't said anything that bad.
I'm sorry if that's how you feel, but at the end of the day, like as I said, like why are we going out and helping everybody else? And don't get me wrong, they all deserve help. I'm not saying they don't. But why are our own being pushed on the back burner because of that when it comes to the housing? But lads, I'm telling you now, this is what the government wants. They want us all killing each other. This is exactly what they want. Throw in a divide there, and now half of us are racist and the other half are wrong.
Sarah, thanks very much indeed. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in Sean with his opinion.
That's an interesting topic. I don't agree with the graffiti on the house, but it was going to end up somewhere on the house, on a wall, on a fucking phone box, whatever. It was going to end up somewhere. I don't think it's racist. It's definitely not racist to want the Irish house first, considering we're living in fucking Ireland. I actually think it's disgraceful. That councillor said that the graffiti was disgraceful, but he obviously doesn't think it's disgraceful that the Irish people are being fucked over here. It's absolutely ridiculous. I do think that we need to get the Irish sorted out and put Ireland first. It's not fucking racist. It's just common sense. This country needs to be sorted out. Whatever else is going on in the world, it's not our fucking problem. We need to get our own problem sorted out first. Take it easy.
Thank you, Sean. Ed has been back in touch with us, our Lithuanian friend.
Yeah, before we play Ed's message, I want to get Sarah back on because in the message on, I get you're angry, Ed, but he's calling Sarah a name. And it wouldn't be right to play without checking with Sarah first. So can we check with Sarah if it's okay? Sarah, sorry, you got cut off there. We got a message from Ed, the Lithuanian fella, and he's very angry. And I'm going to let you have the say. Do you want us to play the message? It's for you anyway. Do you want to hear the message?
Yeah, you can listen to the message, yeah.
Okay, completely up to you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, we'll play it in just a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Sarah, here is that message from Ed, who is angry. We'll get your response to it in a second.
Sorry, now, just a message to Sarah. You're being an absolute bloody bitch. Like, why should I deserve less treatment? Why? I am a visually impaired person from a different country. I consider myself Irish. Why should I deserve less treatment? Tell me fucking why.
Okay, he's angry. Tell him fucking why.
I'll tell him why, and he can stop with the owl language, because it's absolutely ridiculous having a debate and having to curse and scream and shout at people is a laugh. But anyway, here we are. I'll tell him why. Because at the end of the day, if we can't look after our own, how can we look after all of them? So here's the thing. If he wants to call me whatever he does, go for it. But why is he on the list? Why is he on the list?
Well, he's on the list, I assume, because of his disability, I should imagine.
But there you go. So he has to stay on the list. We all have to go on the list. You swear he's the only one. I mean, this is the thing. We all have to do it. It's part and parcel of getting what you want. And if you don't want that, or if you want it quicker, then what are you supposed to do? What are the rest of us supposed to do? Like, you can't just decide because you're from your somewhere else that you get top priority in another country. Ask them this. If I went to his place, am I going to get something off the minute I get off?
But nobody's flying into Ireland and getting a house. Nobody is flying to Lithuania and getting a house.
So then what's his problem? Well, he has to wait like the rest of us.
His problem is, one of the questions that I asked you was, when it comes to the housing list, do you believe that Irish nationals, people who were born and bred on this island, deserve a slight bit of priority over somebody like Ed from Lithuania? And your answer was yes.
Yes.
Clear as day.
That's it. And I'm sorry if he feels that way, if he thinks I'm a bitch. I'm sorry if he feels that way about it, but that is my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in Trevor.
What's story, Adrian? Yeah, I'd agree, man. This country is going a bit towards the racist side, but you know what? Unfortunately, it's the government that's fucking opening the borders, letting people in, letting them onto the housing lists. I personally have no problem with any of it because I have my own property, so I don't really give a flying fuck about them. I'll give you a very brief example of a lad working for me, him and his missus work. They had the guts of 70 grand saved up. Both of them have car loans, and they weren't even offered, I think, 90 grand for a mortgage. And so, like, what could they buy in Dublin, you know what I mean? You have to move down to the back arse of fucking nowhere to buy a house. Even that would be probably a ramshackle fucking dive of a gaff to rebuild and all. So, what's the point? And his sister is on the housing list, I think, 12 years now. And still no sign of anything coming along for her. Yeah, you hear people coming in, getting houses after a few years. So, yeah, unfortunately, it is the government that's pushing all this shit on us. And it is causing, like, racist sentiments in the country. But me personally, as I said, couldn't give a shit. It won't affect me, it won't affect my kids, but it is affecting others, and they're leaning that way. That's the unfortunate thing. Welcome to Ireland, folks.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Yeah. And happy Christmas to you.
Thanks very much indeed, John. You're a bit cross. Why?
Well, look, here's the thing. First of all, that idiot Anthony calling Sarah a bitch. And then the other guy calling her a bitch. Why is she a bitch? Because she's right. Because the Irish should be put first. Because we are Irish citizens. And that we should be looking after our own people, okay, before anybody else.
But hang on. Ed, who, as he said in his message there a minute ago, he considers himself Irish now. He's been here.
He considers himself.
He's been here since he was a child. He's been here.
So was other people, Adrian. So was other Irish people. And they're all still waiting on houses.
Hang on. He speaks perfect English. He barely speaks Lithuanian.
I don't care what
his own
speaks.
By his own
get
admission.
Get in the queue. That's Sarah said. Get in the queue, Ed.
No,
get in the queue.
Hang on. He is in the queue, but Sarah said that an Irish person with equivalent qualification on the list deserves that priority, deserves to be treated a little bit better.
They do deserve, but I'm not saying anything else but housing. I always said this to you, Adrian and Jeremy, and I said this before and I'll say it again. Take the Irish out of hotels, put the foreigners into the hotels. How is the Irish first? I always said that. Priority where to believe,
Okay, Anthony, again, how's the Irish first? That's John's message.
Well, John wanting the Irish how it first showed he's a damn racist to have that horrible attitude, because we cannot give priority priority like that. It has to be done. It's not allowed.
Anthony, relax. What? Take it easy. It's Christmas, Anthony. Now, Anthony, here's the thing. The Irish people have to be looked after. It's not a big thing. See all the modular homes they're building, Anthony. They should have been built for the Irish. Do you not think so, no?
I just do not think we should give priority to the Irish over people from other countries who are here, who have fled wars or in hardship. We just cannot give priority to the Irish over other people in need. That's just not right.
They're Irish citizens, Anthony. Anthony. Anthony, get your shit together. We're born and bred here, Anthony, right? We automatically, when we're born in this country, whether it's a housing, when we go on the housing list, we're entitled to a house. Not entitled to it, but we are. In fairness, I suppose I could say that, Adrian, that we're entitled to a house, because every Irish citizen is entitled to a home. And the fact of the matter is, Anthony, we can't house everybody, Anthony. So think about it. We can't house anybody or everybody. We can't house anybody at the moment, actually. That's what I was going to say. But what's going to happen is, Anthony, when there's people coming in from other countries and they're showing up in housing estates all around the country, what do you think is going to happen?
Let me ask you, John, your reaction to that graffiti sprayed on a house in Drimna that said Irish only. What is your reaction to that?
Look, I'm not into that, Adrian. You know that. I'm on their show a long time. I despise that kind of carry on. I'm not a racist person by no means. I have a lot of foreign friends, as I told you before, and I'll never, would never be racist towards anybody. All I'm saying is there is a queue system, and Sarah said it. Sarah nailed it. She nailed it on the head. Everybody has disabilities. Everybody has this, that, the other. Ed is probably listening to this, but Ed, here's the thing. There is a housing list. And Ed, just because you have a disability, a lot of people do as well, Ed, if you're listening.
No. Ed isn't looking for any special treatment. He merely believes that he should be treated the exact same way as somebody in his exact same circumstances who is Irish.
But the fact of the matter is, Adrian, that he's not Irish. He says that he feels Irish, of course, and I'm glad that he does.
He's here since he's two years of age.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna skip Ed for a minute, because we've talked about Ed. But what I'm saying is, Jeremy, but what's going on here is, all the people coming in here, you know, the modular home should have been built a long time ago for the Irish. And then, and as I said to you, Jeremy, I thought it was a fair day in here that we put the foreigners in just for the time being and get the Irish out of hotels. I always said that. I said this years and years and years ago. I thought that was a fair game system to do, and still hasn't happened. There's still thousands of families putting up in the hotels. They're going to be celebrating Christmas there. Tomorrow evening, they're going to be sitting in a hotel room waiting for Santa to come. That's absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. It's 2025, guys, you know. But we can't look after everybody, as Sarah said. And she nailed it. We can't. It couldn't be. It's not possible, guys. You know, it really isn't possible to look after everybody. The Irish indeed need to be looked after first.
Okay, and Anthony, you believe that sort of opinion that we're hearing from John and all the other calls is nothing but pure racism?
It is nothing but pure racism. And
Anthony,
I'm still talking.
Quiet. And you say sorry to Sarah as well, Anthony. Do you hear me?
Well, I'm still talking.
You apologise to Sarah now.
I'm still talking.
Anthony.
Well, yeah, I'm still talking. Will you let me actually speak? Do you know how many minutes?
Sorry, Anthony. Come on.
I'm still talking. Don't let me talk.
Sorry, Anthony.
Apologies accepted. Now I'm talking, right? It is racist because we have to help those in need, wanting the Irish to be given priority, wanting Irish first. That is just vile.
You've only got enough money to help everybody.
Anthony,
We do more than anybody else.
There's a lot of talking, and I'm going to have to wrap up the talking because...
Anthony, can I ask you a question before you go?
Go ahead, Jeremy. Answer the question.
I think, this is completely by the by, I think you should do your own podcast. It'd be fucking brilliant. Do you ever think of setting up your own podcast?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh my God, you'd be, because you have an opinion on everything, which is great, by the way. I think it's great. I know a lot of people hate when you come.
Well, very opinionated. That's a good thing.
No, I know it's a brilliant thing. And most of the people that give out about you never come onto the show because they're chicken shit. But you have to say.
You don't have the balls to go on it because you know I'm right and they're wrong.
Anthony.
You don't have any balls to go on.
Have a great Christmas and a great new year, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
You too.
Thanks very much, Anthony. Before you go, he's gone.
No, apologize to Sarah for the words you use, please.
No.
Well, Ed was saying the same thing.
Okay, no apologies. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. It's the last one of 2024. We'll be back in 2025.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.